I want to thank everybody for coming out. And I've spoken so many times to your associations in various places. I'm David Craig. I'm a lifelong Marylander, 10th generation, married my high school sweetheart. Melinda and I have been married for 43 years, three children, son's a Navy veteran, and daughters are teachers, have taught. I want to make this a good place for them because I want to make it a good place for the 12th generation of our family, those eight grandchildren, to live. What are we going to do? We're going to make sure we lower your taxes, give you tax relief, that we help the economy come back so that people have jobs, and that we protect your freedoms, and we eliminate things like the Unaffordable Care Act, the Unaccessible Care Act, the Second Amendment rights, and protect them, and also Common Core. And I'm also very proud that about a month ago, early in the month, I was endorsed by Congresswoman Helen Bentley and Ellen Salaberry, a delegate. And I'm also the only candidate on either side who voted for the Ravens to come to Baltimore.
And Mr. George.
I guess he's got us there, right? I'm Ron George. I'm a small business owner. I'm like you. I worked hard to get there. Nothing was handed to me. I didn't start off with a lot of money. I had to pay my way through college. I understand the need to bring trade schools back, as well as to have if people want a four-year college degree, that's fine, too. But I understand the problems of the state. I've been on the front line as a business owner. I've been on the front line in the legislature. I serve on the Education Subcommittee, Transportation Subcommittee, Election Law Subcommittee. I've led and I've built bipartisan coalitions. I've been successful in doing it. That's how I got two tax cuts through. I served as a ranking Republican on the Campaign Finance Reform Commission. Unfortunately, those laws don't take effect till next year, but you'll be surprised how much, as a Republican, I got it to be a level playing field after this. We'll get to the redistricting, too, later on. I had the lead bill for that to sponsor it. Listen, you can say things are good or did well in Harford County. They did well also in Anne Arundel County. It was called BRAC. The base realignment came in and brought in billions of dollars. BRAC is not an economic plan for Maryland. I have an economic plan. You can go to voterongeorge.com, and you can see it there. It was called the most comprehensive, and I was called a leader in it.
Time.
Thank you. Thank you.
Mr. Hogan.
Well, thanks again for the League of Women Voters for hosting us tonight. Thank you, Deborah, very much for being our MC. Appreciate MPT and Channel 11, WBAL, for giving us this opportunity. Folks, this is a critical election. Our state is really at a turning point. I don't believe that we can continue heading in the same direction. I think our state is way off track, heading in the wrong direction, and that we've got to change course. I'm running for governor because basically I have three priorities. I'm focused on jobs, middle-class families, and restoring our economy. And our plan is to first cut wasteful spending and then roll back as many of these 40 tax increases as we possibly can. We've got a great opportunity in this election to actually win this race. We just had a poll number come out that said for the first time since 2002, a Republican has a chance to win in the state of Maryland. We've cut the lead for the leading Democrat down to single digits. With your help, we can send a strong, clear message to those politicians in Annapolis, and we can change Maryland for the better. Thank you.
And finally, Mr. Lawler.
I'm going to close with what separates me from my candidates or from my peers on both sides of the aisle. And I want to thank you all so much for coming. I thank you for putting up with this. You heard a lot of economic talk. That's traditional, what comes from us conservatives. We tend to lean on that and talk about that because we're very concerned about it. I want to warn you, though, don't get caught up in the partisan politics thing. As a Marine officer, I know firsthand, not just with my business experience, but who I'm truly fighting for and who my enemy is. My enemy's not a Democrat. My enemy's not a Republican. My enemy is any policy or law that would stand against and take more freedoms from you or I as Maryland citizens. I want to connect. I want to bring people together. I am so tired of the divisiveness. As one lady said to me at a Kensington parade in Montgomery County, you know, Dr. Martin King had a dream, but you're not it. Not knowing anything about me, but she just deduced based upon the color of my skin and my party affiliation, I wasn't part of King's dream. Yes, we have a robust economic policy for our state, but I want to bring people together. A vote for Charles Lawler is a vote to bring Maryland together. Thank you all so very much.
Thank you for watching tonight. Remember, the election is June 24th. June 24th, visit MPT.org to see the candidates interviewed on MPT State Circle. Visit the League of Women Voters of Maryland site at vote411.org and go to WBALTV.com for voter and candidate information. Thank you.